There's a great expression on the internet called yak shaving. And yak shaving came from a story of a guy who needs to mow his lawn. And he goes to get his lawnmower and realizes he doesn't have his lawnmower because his neighbor borrowed it. And he goes to his neighbor to get the lawnmower, and the neighbor says, I'm not giving you back your lawnmower. You still have the six other things that you borrowed from me. And he goes home to get some of them, but realizes he doesn't have the sweater that his friend had brought home from Tibet years ago, and he needs to return it in order to get the lawnmower to mow his lawn. Well, the problem is the sweater was made from yak's wool. And the next thing you know, the guy finds himself breaking into the zoo in the middle of the night and shaving a yak to get the yak hair, to weave yak yarn, to make a sweater so he can trade it back to his neighbor to get the lawnmower to mow the lawn, when he probably should have just gotten a new lawnmower or bought a new sweater. The point is, we yak shave all the time. We yak shave going down this endless list of what has to happen to happen as a way of stalling. And I'm highlighting these things here because if you listen to this enough times, I hope you will take away that this is universal, that we tell people that they should go take a plunge, dive into it, leap. But taking a plunge is too frightening. Maybe plunging is the problem. Maybe we should commit to wading on a regular basis. You know, yes, we should ship stuff, but maybe we don't need to ship the thing that will change everything. Maybe we don't need to mortgage our house and risk everything on this next venture. Maybe we just need to commit to a series, an endless series of generous small things. Things that we finish, that we polish, that we put into the world. We commit, we finish. Oh, it worked. Oh, it didn't work. And then we can do it again, but maybe a little louder, maybe a little larger. It's really easy to be afraid of taking a plunge, because plunging is dangerous. On the other hand, fear, not doing anything at all, is really safe. Wading gets under the radar of our lizard brain. Wading into it, step by step by step. Faking a habit to make a habit. That's how we start contributing. So we have to itemize the triggers. Itemize the triggers that start the avalanche and avoid them. So if one of the triggers is getting a text from your staff in the middle of the night that they're out of towels in hotel number 7, no one's allowed to send you texts in the middle of the night, because that trigger is a way of building the wrong habit. Seth Castile is a fabulous photographer. What he is taking pictures of lately is small babies, 3 months old, 5 months old, thrown into swimming pools. And when you look at these kids underwater, they're all thrilled. They're all delighted. None of them is freaking out. It turns out that freaking out at being thrown into a swimming pool is a cultural thing. It's not what we're wired to do. And the question then is, what posture will we take going forward?